So do I understand what you're saying here correctly? When you are talking about legal recognition versus de facto, are you saying that basically the world is preparing to allow Russia to hold on to Crimea, the Donbass, the eastern part of Ukraine, but then just not legally recognize it?
No, what I'm saying is that in the end, the issue of the fact that the Russians are controlling at this moment, factually, a part of Ukraine has to be on the table. That any discussion going forward from there will be with Ukrainians deciding on what they want to do in terms of...
Because that sounds like you're saying they don't have to withdraw their troops.
But obviously they have to, but factually they are controlling a part of Ukraine at this moment, as you said. And as the Ukrainians have said before, if a ceasefire discussion takes place as soon as possible, and hopefully negotiations on a peace deal, there will be the debate on how to take that forward, starting at the present line of contact. But it is crucial to know that when it comes to the future geopolitical situation of Ukraine, their sovereignty, there will be no infringements on that, and that it is always Ukraine itself deciding on what they want to do or not want to do in terms of a peace deal.